Happy New Year. Hope you're enjoying your first day of 2023.
Waka. Hello. I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra.
I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices.
Eek is a Yupik village located in the Bethel census area. Per a 2019 census, the population was 474 people, with a racial makeup of the village as 1% white, 98% Alaskan Native, and 1% Hispanic. Per a 2000 census, there are 76 households. The median income of a household was $17,500. And the family median income was $27,000. 32.7% of families and 28.8% of the population were below the poverty line. In 2019, Eek got piped running water in the village. Prior to 2019, water was either delivered to a household or people would get water using local sources such as a reservoir, rainwater collection, or ice picking. Many villages in Alaska still do not have piped water to their homes.
On August 2nd, 2020, the Alaska State Troopers arrested 22-year-old James Heakin. He was the VPSO in Eek at the time. Heakin was accused of sexual assault for an incident that occurred in June. In June, the VPSO was called to a home for a domestic violence issue. VPSO Heakins then returned a few days later to the victim's home to take more pictures of the injuries for a police report. Allegedly, he took the woman into the bathroom to take more pictures, during which he sexually assaulted her. The VPSO then told the woman to say nothing. Around July 30th, the woman reported the assault, and 3 days later, Heakins was arrested and charged with 3 felony counts for sexual assault. He had 5 charges when he was finally brought to court, and he made a plea deal, and all but one charge was dropped.
You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using.
Next week's episode, we're going to look into the case of Delia Brown.
If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com.
Warmest wishes from the coldest state.